This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So what's it like doing all this press where you're like talking but you're not really saying, or you can't say too much?
It's really hard actually. It's really frustrating, and I've never had the experience before, because obviously most of the times when you're doing press, you know, journalists have already seen the film that you've done, so it's very tough doing it this way around. And I'm sure it must be quite frustrating for you guys, but I'm sorry about that.
Because your character is an agent, do you consider yourself a Bond girl, or is it a different category of woman in a Bond film?
Yeah, that's interesting, actually. That's very interesting. I feel like a different category. Yeah, I do, because she's not there to wear slinky frocks and be sexy. She's a capable woman out in the field who's... She's not necessarily a match for Bond as such, but, you know, she's her ambition is to be as skilled as him in the field. So, yeah, I like the idea of it being a subcategory. Yeah.
What is some of the training that you had to go through specifically in order to do the role? I mean, was it weapons training? Was it bike combat training?
Well, I was training for... I've been training so far for 8 months. So they gave me a trainer 8 months ago, and I've been working with her 3 times a week and sometimes 5 times a week as well. And we started off just doing flexibility training, and then we did stamina training, so lots of jogging and so on, because it's not so much that doing one take of something, like running up the stairs or, you know, jumping out of a window, what have you, is taxing, but it's if you do it by take 11, unless you have the stamina, you can't keep that up. And so that's why we did things like that, and then we moved on to like kickboxing and stunt training generally, so stunt falls and stunt fighting, and then also learning to drive vehicles. I mean, I can drive, obviously, but doing it at speed and doing 360 turns and all those kind of things. And then alongside that, did a lot of weapons training. So a lot of learning to fire rifles and also PPK, handguns, Glocks, that kind of thing. Yeah. Pretty intense. The most intense amount of training that I've ever done for any movie. Yeah.
From what you've said, so we can gather that you kill people, you drive a crazy stunt sequence, and you are a pretty big part of this film.
You can surmise that, yes. You can surmise that, yeah.
From what you were saying about not being a Bond girl, that's kind of been the case for the last 3 movies, definitely, and probably as far back as GoldenEye. Do you think maybe it's the problem is more with people who just keep using the phrase Bond girl, even though it's no longer relevant? Do you think there can be some other... Isn't it just a character in a movie now?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, actually. I think you're right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I can't argue with that. I think that's a brilliant way of summarising it, and I'm going to use that in my next sort of interview with that.
There's a lot of... Go ahead.
What makes Daniel Craig special?
I really, really love Daniel Craig as Bond. And Casino Royale for me was the first Bond movie that really affected me and that really connected with me. And it was because of his portrayal of Bond, because there was more frailty to his Bond. He was more human. So, you know, if he fell, it was like he was really going to get hurt. So for me as an audience member, there was more at stake. And also the idea of a Bond who actually feels and gets connected to a Bond woman, you know, that's something that I hadn't seen before in the previous Bonds. And I felt like it was more emotional because of that, and a better journey as an audience member watching it.
Sorry, George Lazenby's Bond was human also. Have you seen him, his film?
No.
He even gets married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, him as well then. I'll at least check him out. Maybe he won't. Daniel won't be my favorite Bond anymore if I check him out.
It's a very old film. Oh, okay. 69.
Okay. There's a lot of talk in the press materials about how they're making this personal, both for Bond and for Sam. Like, you want to have a story that's personal to him. Is that something that's been discussed on the set in regards to your character, or is that more of what Daniel and Sam are focusing on?
I think that's what Daniel and Sam are focusing on, and obviously because they spent a lot of the time beforehand devising the piece amongst themselves, and so they have a very close bond, and yeah, that's unique to them. Yeah.
So that conversation isn't something that happens overall on a set. It's not
no.
Something that you're okay.
No.
You've been in huge Hollywood films and franchises like Pirates of the Caribbean and all that, but there's something about the Bond movies that they never felt like let's say, Hollywood films, still, even though they are blockbusters, they have like some British appeal that is beyond the plot and the characters and all that. Mm-hmm. Would you say that there's like, what would you say is the difference between these two franchises, the kind of Hollywood huge one and the Bond?
I don't really know. I mean, I suppose it's the history of it, you know, the fact that it goes back so far, the legacy of it, the fact that it's rooted in these fantastic novels. Perhaps it's that, but I don't know what it is, really. I don't know what really makes them very different.
And although we have almost agreed that we are not going to use anymore the Bond girl term, what is your favorite? What your all-time favorite Bond girl or female character?
I really liked Halle Berry, just because I generally like Halle Berry, and she thought she was amazing as a Bond girl. But I also really liked Eva Green character in Casino Royale, because I loved the strength of that. I loved her complexity as well.
I read Money Penny and Your Name connected. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I don't know really where the sort of Money Penny rumours started from, but basically my character is Eve, and Eve is out in the field, totally different to Money Penny. So I'm not really sure where that all started from. But no, I'm a field agent, definitely. Not a secretary.
I'm more than a secretary. Nowadays, secretary is holding guns. Yeah, maybe not.
Say that again.
I was just joking that the modern secretary nowadays
could
secretary
well be. Could, yeah, carrying Walther PPKs and all. Yeah.
Oh, no. We've allowed you to.
Well, I know now I have three of them, so I don't know which one to choose. I mean, I just think it's interesting, this idea of the Bond girl, since we're on the subject, because it feels like it's just locating it in this sort of historical way. It's not necessarily a demeaning phrase. And I feel like the Bond girl...
I certainly would not say it's a demeaning phrase, no.
But I just think it's an interesting thing to the way that there's been always the two, you know, the one that was on his side and the one that was against him.
Right.
And I guess where our assumption is that you're the one that's on his side. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that because I don't think it's going to get us anywhere.
Okay.
But so when Sam Mendes is working with you and talking to you and crafting the character, is he locating? Is he trying to give you a sense of the overarching storyline, or just working with you in the moment of your character? So is he saying this is going on with MI6, and this is how you're playing into it, or?
It depends what's needed at that particular time, and it really is a bit of both, to be honest. And if it's okay, I'd like to talk about how amazing Sam Mendes is, because what he does as a director is I think in a movie like this, because it is so big, it can feel incredibly overwhelming, particularly on me on my first day. I remember being absolutely petrified, because I thought, although I've done other films before, it felt like nothing I'd ever done before, and I thought it was going to be huge, and I don't know why, I just felt it was going to be totally different. And what Sam does is he makes it feel like you're making a little independent movie, because he what is most important for him is character and is relationships, and so he pulls everything down to just the truth of that. So it's more about that, like your truth with your fellow actor. And a lot of my scenes are just Daniel and I, and so that's what he does, and that's the way that he grounds it, less so than sort of creating an overarching context for us, because that's kind of what we've already done for ourselves. We should have done for ourselves by that stage.
What is the dynamic between you and Daniel? I mean, is it combative? Is it? I know you can't complete plot.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not pushing for them, actually.
You know, they're two agents, and we find them at the beginning of the movie on a mission together. So there's certainly a lot of camaraderie and a lot of wit between them, and a lot of mutual respect as well.
Have you got a double R number?
I've got a double O number. No, I haven't. No. Damn.
It's too late to work that into the script. You guys are still shooting this script somewhere.
I'm curious, could you talk about your reaction when you first read the script, and when you first got it to like being on set and filming, has a lot changed, or is it pretty much you guys are following, like, because sometimes movies a lot gets altered when you're going. I'm just curious if you could talk about how it's been going on set in terms of changes.
It changed a lot during our rehearsal period. So the script I got given before the whole Bond announcement, which was, so I got the role 2 months before actually all of the Bond announcements and what have you, and that script is very different from the script we're working with now. But that script was locked once we started filming, and it really hasn't changed very much at all. And mainly the main difference was, I think, that they wanted a lot more humour and a lot more wits, like the old kind of classic Bonds. And they felt that in the last two Bonds there wasn't enough kind of humour, and so they injected that into it. And that was really been the only difference. And pretty much it stayed the same, yeah.
What was your reaction when you first read it?
I loved it. I was really excited, largely because of my part, selfishly. I was very excited. I didn't realise that I had that size of part, so it's very good. Yeah.
Wait, did you have to go through the kind of hoops that we hear about where you get part of the script and you have to go to a locked room to read the 10 pages? Like, was that kind of that level?
Well, I actually signed up to doing it without actually having seen the script. So,
oh,
yeah,
because
I auditioned with a scene from Casino Royale, the train scene from Casino Royale. So I did that for all three auditions that I did, and then they offered it to me, and of course she'd be crazy even without seeing the script.
So
you know, Sam sort of described the role to me and, you know, said, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. But it was only once I'd signed the dotted line that I actually got given the script.
Wow. And yeah. did you get given the whole script at that point?
Or yes. Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned before about the kind of emotional weight of Casino Royale kind of stemming out in the Bond film. Is this film going to have anything like the same kind of emotional oomph behind it?
It definitely does, for different reasons, but it definitely does. There's a kind of, there's a real emotional and quite dark side to the film, as I said, having that kind of humorous element as well. So it's a real mixture of those very different elements, yeah.
Naomi, you're not a newcomer, and I'm pretty sure that you have added many things to the character, or you had many suggestions after reading the script. Were there any particular suggestions you told Sam, like, I think my character shouldn't be handling guns, or something like that?
Funnily enough, I never make suggestions, really. I don't. I know a lot of actors are real, like, they get a part and then they dissect it and then they want to change it and they want to add stuff, and I'm always amazed and so impressed by actors who do that. I never ever do that. I think partly because my mum's a writer, so I grew up reading scripts, and I have a real respect for them, and I know how much thought goes into creating a role. So I'm always interested to find out what was the thought process of the writer, you know, and how best can I convey it rather than trying to change it to suit myself. So I didn't have any suggestions. No. And I was I'm very happy with my role. So yeah.
And this may be a little bit cheap, but is your name's character has some, it alludes to some kind of temptation or something like that because of its name, if?
Maybe. Yes, maybe. Leave it there. Sorry.
This could be so hard.
So you said that you took the part without knowing the script.
Yes.
So are there any directors or filmmakers who would offer you the same thing that worked with me but I'm not showing you the script before you say yes?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone else. No, actually. No, but I was just, you know, because of growing up with Bond movies, I loved them, and so I was just so overwhelmed and excited about the idea of being part of it that there was no way in the world that I would ever have said no.
No? George, if George Lucas would approach you that I want you to be my new princess? Or?
Yeah, I'd say yes to that as well. I'd definitely say yes to that. Thanks very much,
guys.
Thank you. Thanks.